Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a baby boomer. I was born in 1960. They say that the baby boomers were 46 to 64. Do you know all the different generations?
We had the boomers.
So who came after the
Gen
boomers?
X, right?
Is that you, Gen X? When were you born?
No, I'm millennial. I'm at the upper end of millennial. So I'm one of the first millennials.
So right now there's the generation older than the baby boomers is the great generation.
The greatest generation.
Isn't that the ones that was, they were World War II people?
I think so.
Because since the baby boomers starts in 1946. So there's still some of them around, right? But they're obviously, you know, what they're, so they, so the oldest would be 45, would be the oldest year. That's 15 years older than me. That's 80. So the youngest next generation, greatest generation is like 80. And then the youngest baby boomers just turned a little over, that was 64, so 4 years younger than me, so about 61.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's what one of the things that, as being a baby boomer, that I realize as I get older, and I'm like the age of what my father was, and I'm sitting there to myself, my father seemed a lot older at 65 than I do for a couple of reasons. One, like he would dress really strangely, you know, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, he wouldn't be like walking around in sweats like I am now, or like, you know, golf shorts that, you know, look good. And, you know, I mean, I look a lot younger than he looked then. I listened to this podcast once where they said, it just appears that people that were like they would look at these three guys have a podcast, and they're looking at these pictures from like the Notre Dame football program, and these guys all look like they're 40.
I know.
You know,
see that in like baseball cards too.
They,
of somebody who's 23 at the time, they look like they're 52.
I think the baby boomer generation, it was hip. I mean, maybe not, but I think, I mean, like, and our kids think we're, my wife and I are pretty hip. We like to hang with them. We like to And we, look, my parents were really fun too. I got to say, you know, they both passed, but we'd get together and we would have a good time. You know, when we were older, we used to play a lot of card games, my dad was a really good card player, and he had all these hilarious statements that he would make. You know, one, if he got his handy dice, he'd go, "Man, oh man, oh man, oh Shevitz." That was one of his, that he didn't have a very good hand. Or like, if you're playing like in the game that we played, we invented it. My dad's name was Ted Korsanowski. We all called him TK. We didn't call him Dad when we were adults. We called him TK. A very endearing term. My dad was a lot of fun. And but he never looked cool. You know, in fact, he always was kind of, one thing we have in common, I will say this. We're skiing. He bought us all skis back when our parents did when I was like 12, 13. We took a trip to Indian Head. And it was like a T-bar.
UP, right?
Have you ever been there? You've been on a T-bar?
Like, yes.
You know, you just got to rest your butt on it. But you have to have a little balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your skis are on the ground. You got to kind of pay attention to what you're doing. It's not like a chair lift where you can sit up there and, you know, just sit. You have to. It's not difficult. It stops, right? And I'm sitting there with my sister. I go, TK. TK went down. So we get on. About halfway up. There he is on the side trying to get his skis on. That kind of stuff, you know. I once hurt my knee. I had to get knee surgery. The only knee surgery I ever had was I was trying to get a cooler out of a boat and onto the dock, and I twisted my knee. And so that's when my kids then got me a cooler that I don't have to lift. It's got the wheels on it. It's got the little handle.
It's nice.
Like, it's my cooler, right, that I don't have to lift it too much anymore. So I get it. But I think that this story kind of gets to that the people that I'm around, some of my friends are starting to retire and stuff, but most of them are, I mean, luckily in really good health, are still working, still live in our houses, you know, still, you know, and that's what this article says. Baby boomers are a giant generation with some 76 million babies born from 46 to 64. Over the course of their lifetimes, they've dominated American society. From the 1950s childhoods to the rebellious 60s and 70s to the family-oriented 80s. So, like, I grew up in the 60s, so I was too young to be part of the rebellion, right? I'm like 60, you know, in 1967, I'm 7 years old. You know, I'm not out there, you know, smoking pot yet. And, you know.
You were close.
No, I was, yeah, closer than you might have thought. But you know, the early 70s, the disco age,
sure,
which we went through, the 80s with the big hair and all that. And so, but they're hanging in there. I mean, the boomers are hanging in there. What was the old sign that they used to say to boomers? What was it like? What was that? It's kind of like the kids saying 6'7". What was it about the baby boomers?
Like, you just call somebody a boomer.
Oh, hey, boomer.
Just, hey, boomer.
Yeah.
So, okay, boomer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so now here's what's going on. Some baby boomer executives, including Disney's Bob Iger, Starbucks' Howard Schultz, boomeranged back into the top job. The median age of the U.S. Senate is 65 years old. Median. I'll tell you what, the only time that I'm in a median age where it's over 65 is if there's some sort of a 5 o'clock dinner,
yes,
that you go to at like Perkins.
Yes, the 4:30.
Yeah, the 4:30 people. There used to be this restaurant called, it's in Little Canada by my house, and it was like a supper club, it's called. It's up on a hill. We went in there, and we were by far the youngest people there. It wasn't even close. We didn't go back. I didn't like, although I should if I feel young. You know, I don't feel too young too often anymore. The country has yet to have a Gen X or millennial president. I mean, we're, you know, I mean, look at our run. We had, W, but that was way back. That was 25 years ago. And W was still young, right? That's 25 years ago. He's about 40, right? W is probably similar to my age, probably 65. And then we would go from W, and then Obama. He was a baby boomer, I guess.
He's 64 now. I just looked him up.
So he's my age. So he's a boomer. And then obviously, then we've had Joe Biden and Trump, both older than they're not even baby boomers.
Yeah.
They're before baby. Aren't they? Trump's 79.
Yeah.
So he's close to being. So he's not a baby boomer. Well, was he born in? If he was born in 46, I think he would be. Because he's
born June of 46.
Okay, so he is the oldest of the baby boomers.
Yes, right on the cusp.
And Biden might not have been a baby boomer, wasn't? Isn't Biden
Biden's older, right?
Biden's I think a year older, maybe. So it's close. So he might have been 45. But how about that? No Gen X or millennial presidents. America's 42nd and 43rd and current presidents were all born in the same year, 46. I guess I could have read that. Baby boomers are holding on to their houses, and they control a disproportionate amount of wealth. Even in Hollywood, many older, generally male stars are still dominating the silver screen. Tom Cruise, George Clooney, and Brad Pitt, who I regret to inform you is indeed a boomer. So it really is an old. I'm feeling good for my generation, man. We're still hanging in there.
You're still crushing it.
We are still crushing.
No, you're beyond hanging in there. You greedy bunch of jerks won't give up anything. You won't let us millennials or Gen Xers or any of us do anything.
Well, I
can't buy a house, can't take a job, nothing, you greedy bunch of.
I guess I don't understand why we've elected such old presidents, though. I mean, Biden and Trump. You know, I mean, I got to say, Trump doesn't seem old, does he? A little bit, maybe.
Sometimes.
I get forgettable.
Sometimes.
About stuff.
When you compare him to his predecessor, it's night and day.
No, you're right. His predecessor was, a lot of people say he was clueless. I don't know if he was. Probably was at the end, but that's probably why he didn't get elected. But anyway, I think baby boomers, hey, man, we're here to stay. Not forever.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that, boomer.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Saturday Night Live. And I mean, I'm a big fan of Saturday Night Live. How about you? Do you, we tape it. So I have not seen this episode yet.
Okay.
I've probably got like three or four, because a lot of times it's Saturday night. By that time, I'm already sleeping. Sometimes I'm not. But usually I've had a few cocktails and fall asleep. But I want to. So, but Saturday Night Live, for those of you that don't know, it's going to offend you. That's the whole point of the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.